morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined this morning by our live blog directors, John Rahor and Jamie Jors. We're talking some Packers football on this Friday, June 22nd. Officially summer now. That's the title of today's show, Summertime in Green Bay. What was the first day of summer? Officially Wednesday? I think it was. Longest day of the year on Wednesday. Man, it stays light out for a long time. Gotta love this time of year. Unfortunately, it's also the slowest Packers news time of the year, but we still have several things to talk about today and debate. With not a lot happening, the one thing that is happening today, though, is today, Brett Favre, former Packers quarterback Brett Favre, making an appearance in Chicago, not too far south of Green Bay, of Wisconsin at least. Brett Favre taking part in the EA Sports Madden NFL 13 launch today with an NFL Greats flag football game. Brett Favre's playing football today. What do you think about that? It's on my radar. That's about it, though. I just noticed it. But I don't think this is going to get too much attention, actually. But that's the biggest thing going on in Packers news today. What former Packers quarterback Brett Favre is doing. But there are a couple issues I wanted to touch on. One that was in the news yesterday with a feature article being written by Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, touching on A.J. Hawk and where he's at in his NFL career. I want to touch a little bit on Ryan Pickett, too, defensive lineman. Let's start with Hawk, seeing as this was in the news yesterday in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a feature article on A.J. Hawk, where he's at in his career. He was a fifth overall draft choice in the first round in what year was that? 2005? A lot is expected of a first round draft choice, especially as one as high as the fifth player taken overall. And A.J. Hawk has done a good job in Green Bay. He's done an adequate job. He hasn't done an outstanding job. And entering, what is it, his sixth year in the NFL, something like that, kind of wondering what his future is. You know, a lot in this article talked about his play last season. You know, A.J. Hawk doing, once again, solid as ever, you know. He, of course, was injured for a little bit, but didn't miss that much time, though. What was it, two games, I think? So didn't miss a whole lot of time. But it's just that A.J. Hawk didn't have a whole lot of impact plays last season. Didn't come up with the interceptions, the forced fumbles. Had 1.5 sacks, you know. At least he got something there, but it's not like 1.5 is all that many in the whole scheme of things. So it's like, do you want A.J. Hawk as your inside linebacker if that's all he's going to do for you? I can't tell you how many times I've said on this show or written in columns about the positives of A.J. Hawk. I feel like I'm just like pressing the repeat button here. He is a respected leader in the locker room, a 2-time in a row playoff captain voted upon by the players on the team. I mean, they love him. His teammates love him, obviously. He does a good job lining everybody up. He's smart. A.J. Hawk does not make mental mistakes, at least very, very few of them, fewer than most other players on the team. For the most part, he's relatively healthy. He did miss, what was it, 2 games this past year? But look over his entire career, he doesn't miss a whole lot of time. He's there day in and day out at practice, and that's part of the reason he doesn't make mental mistakes. He's there all the time. He knows what's going on. He knows the defense inside and out. He's a great locker room presence, a good guy in the community. He just cut that long hair he's known for, and did he give it to Locks of Love? Or I'm not sure where it went, but I know he did it in a charity effort. Those are all the positives about A.J. Hawk. But, you know, those things only take you so far. I mean, production is number one. You know? Well, I see Jamie Drawers bringing up the quote here from assistant head coach Winston Moss, and who's also the inside linebackers coach, saying, quote, "Well, what the hell did he do last year? AJ is not the problem. AJ is not an issue. AJ didn't play poorly last year. He just didn't make those impact plays." It's clear through this article that Tyler Dunn wrote that, you know, some of the more influential people as far as the inside linebacker position go on the team have A.J. Hawk's back, namely Winston Moss and Desmond Bishop, both coming to Hawk's defense, both in his corner, and really, you know, coming to his defense. They're standing up for him, sticking up for him. And, you know, I just went through all the positives of A.J. Hawk, but like I said, what matters more than anything is the production. And it's just not there, the big plays. There's last year at least, no interceptions. He did have 3 in 2010. So just 2 seasons ago, he led the NFL among linebackers in interceptions 2 seasons ago. 2010 was actually voted to the Pro Bowl as an alternate in the year the Packers won the Super Bowl. Never played in the Pro Bowl because the guys who play in the Super Bowl don't play in it. So just 2 seasons ago, he had arguably his best season in the NFL. This past year, did nothing of note. Invisible out there. Well, I mean, not invisible. I mean, he was, you know. I think a lot of times people point to points where Hawk will get dragged when making a tackle, when he'll be trailing in coverage to a running back coming out of the backfield running a pattern. He'll get latched on to a offensive lineman trying to make a block. People get sick of seeing that. I don't think those things happen a ton. But again, it's going back to the impact plays here. In 2011, 0 interceptions, 0 forced fumbles. You like to see things like that coming out of your inside linebackers who are around the action perhaps more than any other player on the field. Hawk made a lot of tackles, but I mean, that's not uncommon for an inside linebacker. I mean, basically, your inside linebacker, if he's healthy every game and plays every game, the worst, you know, inside linebacker in the NFL is going to lead his team in tackles if he's out there all the time. I mean, might be not saying that's a hard and fast rule, but I'm not exactly going out on a limb there either. So, you want to see big plays from a guy like AJ Ogg, especially when considering he was a first-round draft choice. So there is competition. There is competition. I see Phil Dawson on our live blog saying jumps on the pile too. The Packers have you know added bodies to compete for playing time. The biggest competition is probably DJ Smith, who played really well in limited playing time last season. Showed that as a rookie, he's got what it takes. Did he make mistakes? Sure, but also showed that as a rookie, he's ready to perhaps play a larger role. Everybody, you know, likes to point out DJ Smith's height and how he's rather small for a linebacker in the NFL, but he was, you know, he makes do. He makes tackles. You know, I see a comment here from Lucas Richmond 44 on the live blog. How many impact plays did Desmond Bishop have last year? Bishop is good. Desmond Bishop did a very good job last year. Tons of tackles, 5 sacks. Nobody's debating where Desmond Bishop is or should be in the lineup. I think most people acknowledge he deserves to be a starter out there, and where Desmond Bishop is isn't really in question at this point. But perhaps where AJ Hawk is, maybe we are at a point where we need to make a change, whether it's DJ Smith, the other competitors brought in to fight for playing time. The Packers traded up in the 5th round of the draft to select Terrell Manning of North Carolina State. Shows you they kind of like him a little bit. Now, we're talking about a rookie and a guy who's a 5th rounder, you know, not a guy who's a 1st or 2nd rounder. There is going to be a learning curve with a guy like Terrell Manning just because, you know, he was a 5th rounder. His talent didn't exactly scream 1st round. But there is something to be said about the Packers trading up to get him. They thought highly enough of him that they didn't want to wait around and let him see him come off the board by the time they selected again. So there's that. And then, on top of that, the Packers this offseason have moved, for the most part, Brad Jones and Jamari Lattimore to inside linebacker from outside linebacker. Not to say that they'll be totally playing inside all the time. It looks like those guys could be kind of swing linebackers playing inside, outside where needed. But still, brought in there to compete for playing time, compete for jobs. And then you got Rob Francois, too. A guy who started a game or two last year when injuries arose. Actually had that big interception last year. Who's that? Was that against the Vikings? I forget who was that against, but Rob Francois made that nice leaping interception last year. That's about it, though. That's about all that's notable about him. Can any of these guys take playing time away from AJ Hawk? Maybe we can throw that up on the live blog, a poll or something like who should start at inside linebacker and don't take, don't list Desmond Bishop. I think we can agree he should be there, but maybe list AJ Hawk, Terrell Manning, DJ Smith, can even throw Brad Jones, Jamari Lattimore in there. So, you know, it's do these guys take playing time away? Do they start totally? I guess I can ask that question. You can throw out your thoughts on the live blog here as to, you know, to what extent should AJ Hawk get or not get playing time? I mean, does he deserve to be a 3-down player? Should he start? Should he play all the time? Should Hawk be taken off the field in certain situations? You know, I think if you look at profootballfocus.com, they will actually tell you that A.J. Hawk is a better player in coverage than Desmond Bishop. Not that A.J. Hawk was great by any means last year, but apparently Desmond Bishop was pretty poor. That's why you see Desmond Bishop rushing the quarterback more often than you do see him dropping into coverage. So, I mean, he can be on the field in those situations, and you have to mix it up for sure. You don't want to tip your hand all the time. Should just DJ Smith be on the field all the time? Should somebody just spell those guys in third down situations, third and long, obvious passing downs? You know, I've kind of thought to myself, you know, this rookie they drafted, this Terrell Manning, you know, he was a 4-3 outside linebacker at North Carolina State. And kind of fits the mold of a 4-3 weak side linebacker. Really athletic. Really athletic. You know, type of guy who can get from sideline to sideline. So you got to wonder, like, would he perhaps be a better guy in coverage than maybe an A.J. Hawk, just because of his athletic ability? Now, maybe they use it for blitzing as well. But, you know, there's all these things to ponder, and I'm not sure exactly what direction you go in. I suppose you let these guys duke it out in training camp. You know, who's going to have the best training camp in practice in the preseason, and maybe you kind of divvy up playing time from there. I suppose you can even consider here. I mean, maybe I'm going out on a limb here, but maybe it's a thing where, you know, the Packers have talked about this changing role of Charles Woodson playing safety, whatever. It's going to change, what did Mike McCarthy say, 6-8% from what he's done in different years. And it appears as if Charles Woodson's still going to defend the slot. But maybe it's a thing where they go to the dime more often this year. They're playing their dime defense, and A.J. Hawk is coming off the field a little bit more often than normal just because they're in the dime. You know, they bring in an extra cornerback instead. And so it's kind of Charles Woodson maybe playing, you know, in the interior more like a linebacker when they're in the dime. Perhaps that's a way to get A.J. Hawk off the field as well without, you know, taking away his starting job just in dime situations. That's when he'll come out of the game. And, you know, how much they actually do that remains to be seen. You know, what was it just a week or so ago? Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette wrote about how much more the Packers are going to play dime this year as opposed to years past. Just in 2011, even 2010 too, Packers didn't play a whole lot of dime defense. It's been pretty rare. They did even less of it in 2011 last year. It was really rare when the Packers went to dime last year. And perhaps they shouldn't have. I mean, perhaps they should have played it more, especially considering how explosive their offense is and how teams had to play catch-up all the time. John Rahor says, Jarrett Bush, dime defense MVP. It was in the dime that he had the interception in the Super Bowl, right? Jarrett Bush tending to come on the field in dime situations. Comment from Oppie here says, let's be nice to Hawk, not hurt his feelings run a 4-6 defensive front. Hawk is clearly one of the best six linebackers on the roster. Then everyone is a winner. You know what? You know, some people have advocated that I've seen cutting A.J. Hawk entirely this year. Get rid of him. That's not happening. That's not happening. His contract is so large, you're paying him. He will be on the team. And I think he deserves to be on the team. You know, I don't even think that's even really debatable. I guess the one thing that is debatable is if he doesn't deserve to start, do the coaching staff actually have the guts to take A.J. Hawk out of the game? I don't know as if they do. And that's a tough situation because they do see all these positives in A.J. Hawk, but it's just, the lack of big plays. I mean, could somebody else be better out there? Could a D.J. Smith be better out there? That's where we're at there. One more topic I want to touch on today. I just asked this on Twitter for the show, and I know it's early and I didn't get a whole lot of responses, but I just want to throw this out there. Defensive lineman Ryan Pickett, been a starter for, ever since he's been in Green Bay. He was signed that same offseason as Charles Woodson. What year was that, 2006? So Ryan Pickett's been a starter in the Green Bay defense ever since 2006. Done a good job, I mean, he does the dirty work, nose tackles for the most part, don't get a whole lot of glory. But I think everybody can acknowledge Ryan Pickett's been a solid player for the Packers. Was the received the franchise tag. What was that, just two seasons ago? And that's how much they think of him. He received the franchise tag two seasons ago. But entering his 12th year in the NFL, how much does Ryan Pickett have left in the tank? There's a question for you. How much does Ryan Pickett have left in the tank? Gonna play this year, no question about that. But after this year, is it kind of in doubt how much time he's got left? And you know what? It kind of worries me a little bit because the only really, really big bodies the Packers have on the team, the guys who are 350 pounds, and I tell you what, the B.J. Raji and Ryan Pickett might be listed as less than 350 on the Packers' official roster, on their website, on their programs. I don't think they weigh a whole lot less than 350, to tell you the truth. But again, I mean, let's assume Ryan Pickett's done after this year. That's one big body out of the equation. How do you replace size like that? But in today's NFL, do you need bodies like that anymore? I mean, they still have B.J. Raji. But do you need other guys? Oh, there we go. John Rahor on the live blog saying, pick it out, Jolly back in. Johnny Jolly's a big guy, too. Maybe he's probably not in the 350 range, but, that's a whole, other debate that we've had about Johnny Jolly and whether he's going to come back or not. Oppy says Jolly's not a two-gapper either. No, he's not. But, it's just an interesting debate nonetheless about where Johnny Jolly is on the team, where he deserves to be, and whether he deserves to come back, et cetera, et cetera. Kevin Lamb comments, Pickett should be only a run defender this year. Keep him fresh. Pickett had to play a lot of nickel last year. He did. Ryan Pickett played a lot of nickel last year. And albeit the Packers used their nickel defense a lot in running situations, and I think they can still use Pickett in that role in running situations, let's say, you know, second and eight. You know, I think Ryan Pickett can play the nickel defense in those type of situations where it's still very likely the other team could still run on second down. Nothing wrong with that. But he was on the field quite a bit last year in passing situations because the Packers had a lack of depth on the defensive line, because they didn't have a whole lot of other options when Cullen Jenkins left. And but now the Packers do have some options. You know, they do have Jarrell Worthy now, for one. They may have Anthony Hargrove and Mike Neal for two. Who knows? Maybe some other guys. Mike Daniels, the other rookie, if they show up, if they prove themselves. So, I mean, that would be a good thing to keep Pickett fresh, keep him on the field for running downs. You know, the first and 10 type of guy. Type of guy who's always on the field in the base defense, always on the field and in short yardage and goal line situations when the Packers are in their elephant defense, jumbo defense with all those defensive linemen. Those are places Ryan Pickett needs to be on the field and does a good job. We'll still remember the job Pickett did during the Super Bowl. Didn't they really, I think it was during that documentary, America's Game, where they really focused in on it, where Ryan Pickett and Clay Matthews communicate about what the Steelers are going to do, thinking they're going to run their way, and Pickett really ends up opening things up for Clay Matthews. Clay Matthews forces the fumble, Desmond Bishop recovers it, picks it up. Fantastic play there. So, it's interesting to debate, you know, these two guys, where they are in their careers, what the future holds for them, A.J. Hawk, Ryan Pickett. You know, kudos to them. We've talked about their contributions to the Super Bowl team. They will always be remembered for that, those two guys. I don't think either of them, A.J. Hawk or Ryan Pickett, are Hall of Famers. Whether they're Packers Hall of Famers, maybe, that's a debate for another day. I'm not going to get into that yet. But they have made contributions to this team. Positive ones, very positive ones. You know, these guys might not get all the headlines, but at least in the Super Bowl year, they played their hearts out. A.J. Hawk, arguably his best season ever, the Super Bowl year. Thanks, A.J., fans are indebted to you for that. Very grateful for your contributions during the Super Bowl year. But is it time to move on? Is it time to move on? With Ryan Pickett, not time to move on yet. But maybe in the near future it is. Those are thoughts I leave you with here on a Friday morning here on Railbird Central. Make sure to have a good weekend, everyone. We'll be back on Monday again for another episode as we make our way through the summer. It's beautiful outside, so everybody make sure to have a great day. Enjoy the weather. Stay tuned to CheeseheadTV.com for all our coverage of Packers news. We'll be back on Monday once again. Have a good one, everyone. On behalf of John Rahor, on behalf of Jamie Jors, I'm Brian Kirivu. We'll see you later, everyone. I leave you with a song called Valley of the Jig by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. See everyone. Go Pack, go. That's a good way.